Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for being part of our day. Those of you who have been listening already, well, that makes you a highly intelligent individual. Those of you who just tuned in, well, look, it's what you got to look forward to. Your IQ is going to go up by the minute, especially when you talk to, when you listen to our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He is the chief home officer, the author of a number of books, including Teleworking and Telecommuting and Safe at Home and Home Office Know-How. And our good friend Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here.
It's good to have you back. And folks, as you know, you may not know this. You may not know that probably the fastest growing sector of the marketplace, Jeffrey, I think we could both agree, is the home-based business sector. What do you think?
The home-based business sector is growing very fast. 200,000 new home-based businesses are being generated every year, and that does not include even the part-timers, people who are, you know, have a day job but work from home at night doing eBay or whatnot. And then, obviously the home officers, people who are teleworkers and others who just work from home for their day job so that they can find a little bit more balance in their lives.
Now, differentiate for us there. You said they were home officers.
Right.
Tell us what you mean by all that.
Well, I call anybody who has a home office a home officer, and I define them in five categories. One is the full-time entrepreneur like myself, someone mm-hmm. who works, I won't hazard to say 9 to 5 or 8 to 6, but some block of a 24/7 chunk of time.
You're down to half days now, aren't you? And you get to pick which 12, right?
Which 12, exactly. Daylight or nighttime? And then when we have daylight savings, you know, who knows? But so we have full-time entrepreneurs. Then we have moonlighters, people who do run some sort of, say, they have a day job, but they run a craft business, or they're selling something online uh-huh. after hours that they're
right.
doing. And so that's a growing segment as well. We have people who are telecommuters, teleworkers, people who are corporate employees. They're W-2ers, as you might say, mm-hmm. but they're allowed to work from home. They're defined by one organization as being a minimum of 3 days per month, but that's pretty loose. You know, they could
right.
work ad hoc, or it can be a scheduled, you know, some I know work 5 days a week from home for a corporate employee, some employer somewhere else. Then you have day extenders. One of my publications used to call them WAHAs, work at home after hours, white collar, anybody who brings home a briefcase at the end of the day or
right.
the weekend to do a little work. And then finally, I think everybody falls into this category, what I call the head of household handling family finances, somebody who's got the bills, the checkbook, and a workstation somewhere in their home where they handle the finances and the affairs of the home, including, say, if they have children and the kids need a place to work or the parents need a place to look over the homework or whatever the case may be. So really five distinct sectors within this home office market.
You know, Jeffrey, that was a great tour that you just gave us, and I don't think I've ever heard anybody do that before. That was pretty impressive. And the commonality of all those four is that somebody is managing somebody's business from the home environment, where you've got to deal with technology, you've got to deal with other people, and you've got to find a place to do it and to manage the stuff that you're doing so that you can come back and repeat that tomorrow or the next day without having to start all over again.
Exactly. I mean, it becomes formulaic, and it becomes, you know, one of the things I say is people say, where should I set up my home office? And I'm like, first off, away from the hustle and bustle of the home, but secondly, not on the kitchen table, not on the dining room table, not mm-hmm. on any place you got to clean up at the end of the day, unless
right.
it's your work style to clean off your desk.
Well,
at the
and
end
those
of the day.
Those proposals you're giving to customers, they just don't go over quite as well when there's PB&J smeared on the cover.
Yeah. Oh, don't mind that. You know, hopefully you don't fall into anaphylactic shock if you come into contact with peanut butter. You got your EpiPen handy? You know, I mean, you want to try and make sure you're on your potential client's side and not bedside in the ER,
right.
you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, it's all about putting on the professional appearance and making yourself and your business not only appear professional, but be professional. I mean, most days, not to paint too vivid a picture, but most days I'm in shorts and a tank top.
Okay, Jeff, that's
too much information.
You were about to get too much information because I know you, and I didn't know exactly where this was going. Well, you know, Jeff, one of the things that that's interesting to me is how the culture is changing.
Right.
And, you know, whenever I speak to groups, I like to ask how many people are home-based, and I get a few hands, and I ask them how long, and, you know, some people will say a year, some people will say more than that. And then I ask the old heads in the crowd, like me, you know, how would people have looked at you if you said you were home-based 15 years ago?
Right.
And they all say, well, they would have looked at me like I was, you know, like I had a horn growing out of my forehead or something.
Right.
And it's not like that. The culture is changing. It's to a great degree because of the categories that you just mentioned. Technology is making it possible for you to time shift, for you to migrate your work to different places. But the culture is following that, isn't it? The culture is keeping up with that, and it's no longer all the things that you just mentioned, all the things you just detailed in those five categories. Everybody listening is nodding their head saying, yeah, I know somebody like that.
Right. Well, I mean,
if not me.
And that's what's happening is we do have people who are understanding of home officing. I mean, I started working from home back in 89. And you'd have the dog barking or a kid crying, and people just didn't get it, and they held it in disdain, and they were flustered, and they were angry. That, you know, I had one when I was writing for a rather large publication. I would have to reach out to executives of rather large corporations to interview them, and then they'd hear a dog bark or a kid crying. You work from home. Now I was on a conference call yesterday with executives from a Fortune 100 corporation, and there were like six of us on the call. And someone in the background, and I'm proud to say it wasn't me, but nobody really knows that because no one identifies and holds their hand up. That's my kids crying, but somebody was in a chaotic place with their kids screaming in the background.
Mm.
And I go to all efforts, whether it's just me and Jim on the phone, or whether it's me and seven people from a large corporation on the phone, to make sure it's silent on my end. Realizing more and more that it could be anybody, you know, and that sort of points to the issue that, you know, it could be anybody who's working from home these days. One of the vendor who I was working for who put me in touch with this company had three people on the line, all of whom started working from home in the past 3 weeks because he said, you know what, I don't need to pay money for big offices.
Exactly.
I'll send my people home, give them broadband. Now they're using a teleconference.
And that's a 21st century manager who said that. And of course, there's got to be a lot of trust.
Right.
Between those two groups, the employees and the managers, no question about that. Jeffrey is going to make a trip. He's going to talk to some people out in another part of the world later this week. And when he comes back, I'm going to get him to tell us what he's going to tell them about what he knows about home-based businesses. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar.
When I die in the name of Therese, gonna go to the...
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance and listen to the archives, read some of the articles, find out some more about some of the things that we've got available there, including you can subscribe to our free newsletter, which comes on Sunday, and you can subscribe to our blog, which comes Monday through Friday. If you can't wait till Sunday to hear from me, you can do it. You can make that happen by subscribing to the blog, and we'll send that to you as well. You can find out all about that at our website, and you can find out a lot about Jeffrey Zabar. He's on our website, too. But if you want to go right to the horse's mouth, so to speak, or some kind of an animal's mouth, you can go right to Jeff's website. Go ahead, Jeff. Give it to us.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And they can find your books there, can't they, Jeff?
Books and my information, my email that I send out all the time, my home office success stories e-zine.
Yep.
I have hundreds of articles online on all sorts of ways and strategies of running a small business and a home business effectively. Again, whether it's a business or just a home office, like
right.
You're a teleworker.
And it's all for you for free. And Jeff, we appreciate you making that available. Jeff, the more and more companies more and more organizations are getting on board with the home office thing. There are more and more companies who have developed strategies for home-based business owners to provide them with products, provide them with service, just to let them know that they're available. They want to do business with them. They're recognizing some of the special circumstances, some of the unique things that home-based business owners have to deal with, and there actually are a lot of different conferences around. You're going to be speaking at one of those this week, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a long day in Las Vegas tomorrow for the School Home and Office Products Association, SHOPA, and their membership are those people who, if you walk into an Office Depot or any other major retailer, they're the ones that you'll find on their shelves. So I speak to these folks about home officing, who the home officer is, and everything that goes on with regard to home officing. We're sort of giving them a snapshot of today's home officer.
Right. Well, what are you going to be talking to them about out there?
Well, we're going to be, again, presenting to the masses, so to speak, on exactly who today's home officer is.
Your audience are going to be the suppliers of products for home-based businesses. Right?
Exactly.
You're going to be speaking to the people who we buy from, so to speak.
Exactly.
And
but
so what are you going to tell them about your folks?
Well, I'm going to be speaking to both, again, the retailers as well as their vendors, the suppliers, the pen, mm-hmm. paper, accessories, mm-hmm. computer, software, hardware, things like that. So I'm going to be telling them who today's home officer is. They interestingly, and this is would not surprise you, that interestingly, many people just still kind of don't get it. Who today's home officer is, and they, as a corporation, they may throw money at it and say, okay, for Q4 2006, we're going to do a home office initiative. I mean, home office isn't an initiative. It's like saying small business is an initiative.
Right.
It's
right.
Marketing. You know, it's a single campaign you're going to do and be done with it. Honestly, the truth is, what home officing is it needs to be an integrated part of any marketing you do. I mean, just as I said early on in the conversation, we were talking about the five categories of home officing, you know, full-time, part-time, telework, extended work, head of household. Head of household is every household in America. They got a checkbook. So, you know, you got to hit these people. I'm going to try and drive that home into their heads.
Well, exactly, and now, how do you recognize when a company, when an organization gets it? What does it look like when they get it, or vice versa, whichever one's easier? How do you recognize when a company doesn't get it?
A company doesn't get it when all of their images and their marketing are corporate. When all their images and their marketing show either the innards of a corporate tower or corporate office, they show people who are buttoned down, looking totally professional. And not to say, you know, home officing is unprofessional, but there's certainly a different image.
Classically professional.
Classically, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So
traditional.
So, they'll have maybe an image of a guy in a t-shirt or a woman in a blouse, a non-professional, quote unquote, classic professional
right.
appearance, maybe working from a place that, you know what, in today's corporate office even has gone more homey, has gone more toward a residential kind of appearance to make it more warm and comforting. So, you know, it has that look, and it doesn't have to say we're going home office. It just means we're not forgetting about this audience.
Right.
I mean, it's a multi-billion-dollar-a-year audience that if my audience tomorrow doesn't understand it before I get there, they will afterward. And then they've been told, you know.
One of the things,
whether they learn or not is another issue.
One of the things that I identify as when a company gets it or when they don't get it is companies that are obviously by the language they use, as you indicated, and by the way they behave, you can tell that they get it about small businesses, home based or otherwise. But when a company, to me, when they don't get it, is when they spend more time trying to manipulate the customer than trying to help the customer. Does that make sense?
Right. Oh, you know what? Many have been that way.
Yeah.
And again, it gets back to that issue of whether they understand what's going on,
mm-hmm.
or whether they're throwing money at a market, or whether they really believe what that market's all about.
And I also think the more they treat a home-based business owner or a small business owner like a consumer,
right.
that to me, that's when they don't get it too, because it's a different demographic altogether. Hey, Jeffrey, give us your website one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. Vegas.com.
Be safe in Vegas, and remember what happens in Vegas. Well, you know the rest of the story.
Well, hopefully my presentation won't stay in Vegas, but everything else is behind closed doors.
Thanks, Jeff. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.